Thank you for coming to Westfields today, Peter. My name is Katie, so could you tell me why are you here?
I'm here because I'm doing some research, trying to find out about the ways in which young people use digital technology, so ICT, outside school, and the ways then in which that starts to migrate back into school and teachers start to recognise what kids are doing and the skills and competences kids have got and perhaps change what they do in lessons in order to build on those things that the kids have learnt outside school. So that's what I'm interested in.
Yeah. Could you tell me what you're asking people to do?
Oh, blimey. I'm asking some children and their parents to take photographs to show how the kids are using ICT at home. And then when they come back in, I'm going to have interviews with each of them on their own and talk through the photos and try and see what the photos show so I understand why the children are using digital technology, what they're doing with it, how they're doing it. I'm having interviews with teachers and then observing lessons to try and see really what the teachers, how the teachers teach, and if they use technology, how they're using technology. And then I'm having interviews with kids who are in the lessons to find out A, what they thought about the lessons and how technology is used in their lessons, and B, what they're doing with technology outside school or indeed in playtimes and lunchtimes and stuff. And I've gotten questionnaires and all sorts of other things as well.
How's your research going so far?
It's early days in terms of this particular project. So this is, I've done other projects in schools. So I did 22 case studies in schools in England looking at mobile technology strategies, and I did 13 studies in Australia looking at mobile technology strategies, and particularly one-to-one strategies where every child had their own laptop or iPad or what have you. This project has only just recently started, so this is the first day I've spent collecting data in schools, but I've got colleagues in other schools who are collecting data. And then this project's going on for 2 years. So we're doing 10 schools before Christmas, and then we're going to do more schools after Christmas, and then we'll be writing it up next year. But it's fascinating.
What do you have, like, a specific job? So, like, what exactly is your job?
Okay, so I'm a professor of education at the Open University. I was a primary school teacher a long, long time ago, and then I went into teacher education, so training teachers or educating teachers, because I think you train dogs and educate people. And then I went to the Open University actually 20 years ago, which is a bit scary for me to have been somewhere for so long, to advise them about how to use digital technology in their teaching. And so I've been at the OU for 20 years, and my research has all been around how do you change education systems, how do you make schools better and more relevant for young people in the 21st century, and what role does technology play in that?
What results are you hoping to get from your research?
I guess I'm trying to understand, A, what is it young people actually do with digital technology outside school? So how is it actually being used? And then trying to understand what aspects of that, what parts of that might be helpful in school, so what might be useful to use in school, and what things help teachers to make use of the skills the kids have got from outside school. I went into one school where, you know, the children are doing fantastic stuff, making videos and programming and doing all sorts of really interesting stuff outside school, and the teachers didn't even realise it was happening. Yeah, and then I went into another school where the kids were bringing in videos and they were sharing them with each other. And actually one of the teachers recognised that one of the videos was really good. And so they entered it into a national competition as if the child had done it in school when actually they'd done it at home. So they were recognising what the kids had done and starting to value it. And then in another school where the teacher was actually starting to use some of the skills the kids had got to make videos and to do programming and stuff, and was starting to use that in the lessons to help make the lessons better. So it's kind of, it's just trying to find out about how all that works. It's fascinating, really.
Peter, have you always done research, or have you had different kind of backgrounds and done different jobs?
Well, as I told you a minute ago, I was a teacher. I actually started off, I hated school when I was young. I was not very good at it, it has to be said. In fact, my parents were brought in to see my headmaster just before I was a bit older, when I was 16 and about to do my what then were called O-levels and now called GCSEs. And I was brought in, and my parents brought in and told I was going to fail all of my O-levels because my English was so bad. True story. And then I got a B for English language, and the school complained that there must have been a mistake because it wasn't possible that I could have done so well in English. And then I was absolutely determined that I wasn't going to do anything to do with education when I grew up, and actually ended up working in schools, actually in your sort of role, doing technical support and helping people to use technology more effectively. And then I became a teacher, and you know, here I am.
How has technology become more advanced since you were around 10 or 11 years of age?
Blimey. Televisions are in colour. We have. I remember the first mobile phone my mum had was actually a car phone, because mobile phones came car phones, and there was a box that was like, or it was half a metre by half a metre by 30 centimetres in the boot of the car, with a cable that went to the handset that was like a huge great brick. I mean, it was almost the size of a brick, that was wired. And the box in the boot was basically allowing her to do the transmission. So it started with car phones, and now we've got, you know, this thing in my hand, which is an iPhone 6, if anyone's interested, is more powerful than the computers we started using in schools in the early 80s. Scary. My first ever computer was a Sinclair Spectrum. Actually, no, I had a ZX81, which had 1K of memory, which is like a thousandth of... I mean, it's just microscopic, and crazy. Couldn't do video or any of that sort of stuff. So it's changed. It's unrecognisable. Because part of what I'm interested in is how it's going to impact on people's lives and automation, and how robots and driverless cars and all that kind of stuff are going to completely change the sorts of things people can do, and the sorts of jobs people can have, and therefore what school is for. But that's kind of getting a bit...
What do you think technology will be like when I'm around your age?
Well, okay, so I think it'll be scary in lots of ways, because I think so many of the things that people do these days, computers will be able to do better. I was reading something last week about a machine that can lay bricks more quickly and accurately than the best human bricklayer. You got things like Google cars, which, you know, already can drive themselves. I mean, there's problems about the laws about whether you're allowed to have them on the roads, but actually they're quite capable of driving themselves more safely than human drivers, I suspect. And, you know, what happens when 60% of the jobs that we have today have been automated and people can't do them? It's quite scary, actually.
What kind of gadgets do you think will be the kind of the next big thing?
I think virtual reality, so the kind of 3D goggly things, are just getting to the stage where they're good enough that you're actually convinced that you are actually there experiencing it. So you put them up, and if you're stood up and you're on something that's kind of, actually you fall over because it's so realistic, that you kind of really believe you're there. So I think that's going to be quite interesting, because it'll change our whole way in which we interact with, like things like television will just get really boring. We'll want to be in immersive environments. Yeah. Watch Star Trek, the holodeck on Star Trek, which is a kind of 3D virtual reality space that they have in Star Trek, where they can kind of live out their fantasies. It's a bit like 3D goggles, except you've got a whole room. There's a kind of 3D room, and it's all kind of, you know, virtual stuff. It's kind of,
that's quite scary.
Or fun, depending on your worldview.
What do you think about Westfields and technology?
I think it's a fascinating school, and there's so much going on. I mean, the fact that you've got a radio station is just brilliant, you know. Yeah. And that idea that, you know, technology is being used to help you get real audiences and to do real tasks is just brilliant. Yeah. And it's what technology should be being used for. So I think it's great. I'm looking forward to coming back and finding out more next time I come there.
Thank you for coming. We've enjoyed talking to you today, and good luck with your research.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on your radio station.